from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The reconstruction of Algonquin Boulevard between Terrio and Montjoy begins next week, with some road closures and detours taking effect on Monday. City CAO Dave Landers says this year's work will be completed in October or November. And with the phases over the next 2 years, part of the contract, if a small portion is left over, it can be picked up next year.
So there's a little bit of flexibility to help the contractor deliver and take into consideration things like weather conditions, if we get an early winter or whatever, without affecting the overall project scope, cost, and schedule.
On Monday morning, we'll have more on the detours and the added traffic measures on them. Canada is on high alert for cyber attacks from countries like Russia. Federal Public Safety Minister Marco Mendicino is warning that the threat is not just for the government, but could affect provinces, critical infrastructure, and different sectors of the economy. He said the threats could come as outright cyber attacks and ransomware. The comments were made to the Public Safety Committee as it looks at the various threats Russia and its actors pose to Canada. There are now 112 laboratory-confirmed cases of monkeypox in Canada. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam says one case is in British Columbia, 4 in Alberta, 9 in Ontario, and 98 in Quebec.
Among cases for whom information is available, age range from 20 to 63 years. All cases to date are male, and the majority report having sexual contact with men. However, this virus can spread to anyone through close contact with an infected person.
The number of cases has nearly doubled in the past week. Tam advises anyone who's been in close contact with someone with monkeypox or develop symptoms like a new rash or sores after sexual activity or close personal contact with others in the last 21 days to get a hold of their health unit for instructions. Finally, this afternoon, Kins and Klomp are moving out of their basements into a storefront on 3rd Avenue, and they're taking their online show, Kins and Klomp Live, with them. Mark Kinsman and Jamie Klomp are calling their win in the BIA's Rent This Space contest a lotto win for small business. They've already been given help developing a business plan, and they get free rent for a year. But as Klomp points out, that's not all.
Bookkeeping services, there's some printing services, there's some media services. The package is around a total of $50,000.
They're also expanding their show to 5 nights a week. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.